Many years ago, my primary care doctor gently scolded me for being overweight. I already knew that I was getting overweight. I had to change my whole closet. And I know what is the danger of being overweight. Well, I never call myself that I'm overweight. I'm saying that I'm fluffy. Full of the Holy Spirit. So he kept lecturing and lecturing to me about my weight. He was very straight with his message. Now, the next time that I saw him, about probably 3 years later, he didn't say anything to me. He didn't scold me. Why not? So I asked myself, had I lost so much weight that I wasn't needed? I don't think so. Unfortunately, no. There was not a scolding, no lecture about my weight. That happened because he had dramatically increased his weight. So he was getting fat, I mean fluffy. He was visible more larger than the year before. So the doctor who knew all the dangers of being overweight has heeded none of the warnings. He had all the knowledge that he could need, but it was doing him not good either. He was failing to apply the knowledge even to his own life. Something like that was true also for the people whom Jesus spoke today. They could identify trends in the weather, but they failed completely in any equivalent skill to give an interpretation to the spiritual signs that are right before their eyes. Jesus' words were then very blunt indeed. How many of you, with this in mind, how many of you are ready for Halloween? Okay. Where did you learn about Halloween? Yes. Where do you learn about Halloween? You don't know? Where do you learn about Halloween? Yes, you. Hold on. You went to a Halloween party with your parents. Okay, where do you learn about Halloween? Where do you learn about Halloween? At home. From the back, the adult. Do you celebrate Halloween? Where do you learn? Okay, you say yes. Good. I got one. Where did you learn about Halloween?
From my mother and dad.
Or your mom and dad. Okay. Somebody can tell me what is Halloween is about it. Yes. All Saints Day. Why? Okay, he said because All Saints Day. Do we celebrate All Saints Day? The teacher over there say yes. How do we celebrate All Saints Day? We attend Mass. That's it. You learn about the saints. Now, if we say Mass and we learn about the saints, this is was one of the things that Father Mark suggests to school to do it, to learn about the saints. Were you, young lady, were you encouraged when you were learning about Halloween to be dressed as a saint for Halloween? Uh-huh. Not at all. He said the answer right. We celebrate All Saints. Father, no, it's Halloween. It's all about dead. It's all about spooky. Yes, we know that. How do we learn that? Because of the society? Because consumerism? And besides that, forgive me what I'm gonna say, but in the United States, you don't have any other day to wear costume. You wear costume just for Halloween. We wear costume for Carnival. Now, Carnival in Latin America is a pagan feast. Halloween in the United States is a pagan feast. We're supposed to celebrate All Saints. Hallowed be thy name, we say it at the Our Father. And that's from where Halloween is coming from. However, we don't learn this in our home. We not encourage ourselves to learn about the saints in our home. I believe that the person who did St. Francis of Assisi, they learned very well about what St. Francis of Assisi is or was and will be. And if I ask you, you probably will know very well about all the customs about Halloween. However, we are like the gospel sometimes. And I say that because people see me in Halloween sometime to wear costumes. You have seen me, some of you, wear costume for Halloween. And the people get, sometimes you, the student, get excited. But there were some Catholics that they got not so well excited about it. Because I'm a Catholic priest. I'm not supposed to celebrate Halloween. Why do you think that I'm not supposed to celebrate Halloween? What do you think? Yes. Because it's a pagan parody. Okay. Do you put Christmas tree in your home? Do you put Advent wreath, Christmas wreath in your home? How many of you have Christmas tree and Christmas wreath in your home? All of us. And that's a pagan tradition. That's not Catholic. That's a pagan tradition. So why then we have to judge the others and we don't pay attention to what we do? Why do you have to judge the priests or the people who come to church when we have the whole house decorated for Halloween? Are we not playing a double standards over here? There are some people that, there are some churches that, there are some schools that they're they don't obligate the students, but they said if you want to celebrate Halloween in the church, you have to dress as a saint.
It is funny to dress as a saint? Huh? No. Why? Okay, yeah. Why? By why I say that it's funny to dress as a saint? What do you think? What about if you come this afternoon dressed as a Saint Francis of Assisi? What your classmate is going to say to you? Yes, Tim Amaya, yeah. Why are you wearing that? And where did you find that? On who you are? Because probably they don't know the costume that you're wearing. Ah, but you wear the costume of the skeleton, like the little guy from Coco. Or you wear your mask, or you carve pumpkin to put it in front of your house. But do you put some saints decorations in your house? Do you put St. Francis? Do you put St. John Paul II? Do you put St. Therese? We need to become a better people. And how we become a better people, like the gospel say. The doctor never said to me anymore that I will continue to make myself fluffy, because he was getting fluffier and fluffier every time that I went to visit him. You learn in a home. If you see you were a child, and then we have an adult that probably she's 70 years old. And it's the same teaching. And then we complain with the church that we don't teach about what is right, that we don't promote how to celebrate Halloween in a good way. Halloween is the feast of all the dead soul, and the next day is for all souls. There's no differences between one feast and the other. The only difference is the difference that you can make for yourself. For yourself. So if you want to judge somebody about they are celebrating Halloween, judge about yourself something that you're not doing right with your brothers and sisters. Because that's the same way. Judge yourself why we have to celebrate Christmas in the way that we celebrate it. And if I ask you, probably not all of you have a nativity scene in your house. Probably not. Probably yes. If you have a nativity scene in your home, thanks be to God. But what we need to do is to try to stop judging and to stop scolding people if they want to celebrate Halloween or if they not. If they want to bring their favorite costume as a St. Mary of Magdalene or St. Ignacio of Loyola, that probably I'm telling you some names that they say, oh, which names are those? Because we learn more about society than in the church. Because there are sometimes things in the church are boring. But you know what? In the same way how joyful and happy you celebrate Halloween with your skeleton, with your favorite Avenger, superhero, or as a Superman, or as a Spider-Man, you can celebrate a very joyful day of Halloween dressing as St. Dominic, St. Clement, St. Therese, the little flower. So we need to make ourselves a better society, not by judging, but how we can come together to accept who we are, for who we are, for what we can do, and for what our gifts can be. So enjoy, because enjoy, you have the Halloween party today at 5:30. Enjoy, and who knows, you will have a surprise for Father Norby.